All right, Psalm 100. It's a short psalm. Won't take me long. So if you're hungry, if you're sleepy, any of those things, you'll get right to it. Why should we praise and worship and give thanks to God? We should do it for God. We should do it for others. And we should do it for His faithfulness, really. He says, make a joyful shout, all you lands. It's not an intelligible shout. It's just a shout. Just shout. Just like, yeah, I wish I could do it. Yeah. It's just make a shout before the Lord. It's coming to God. It's coming to His presence. His temple's up on the hill, and you can see His temple, and it's coming, and it's just giving a shout. It's giving a shout to the Lord. All the lands, this is for all the people to hear. Give a shout that everyone can hear. Give a shout that will be for everyone, and they can all to hear it. It shows our allegiance to God and to His word, and it goes out to the world. Amen. You know? Amen. Just think, just imagine if we really worshiped, if we really, really worshiped, and you brought an unbeliever or an unchurched person into this congregation, they would be changed by our worship. They would be changed by our worship. Our worship isn't static. It isn't silly willy nilly. It's powerful, and it's to God, and it's for others. Should be our strong witness. I just can't get over that shout. Rah, just give a shout, rah, to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Amen. Worship is our service. Romans 12:1 says this, and especially someone that has the NIV. Anybody here got the NIV? Okay, you look it up. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, I want you to hone in on that. It's your reasonable service. Read the NIV. You know what? Stop turning around so they can all hear you.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act.
All right. Amen. So, serve and worship. They're both the same word. They can both be translated. The idea is the Levites were in the temple, and they were serving God. They were serving God in the temple by whatever it is they were doing, whatever their particular duties were. They were serving God in that way. Listen, serving and worship go together. They are the same. They are one of the main things we do is worship. Worship leads to serving. Serving leads to worship. They're one and the same. That's why those verses both say the same thing. It ought to be one of our main focuses. Worship. Worship is our main focus. Worship is our main focus. If worship is going to lead other people to the Lord, if worship is going to be us praising God, then worship is our main focus. And it's enter His gates, come before His presence with singing. Now, this is intelligible. This isn't just, rah, this is something that the words that we sing mean something to God. Now listen, we do a lot of, and I do this, man, we do a lot, I call it mindless singing. And I know I've said this before to you guys. we do a lot of singing, and we're just moving our lips, and we're just singing. And then about 15, well, maybe not that long, about 10 minutes into it, we come back, and we had been off somewhere, but our lips had sung the entire songs. It's time that we stopped. We got short. We fought for our focus. And we came before His presence with singing.
Amen.
And we came before His presence with intentional singing. That's right, with the intention of focusing on Him and worshiping Him. He is our God. He is not just something that we're here singing songs about and wonder what's for lunch and wonder if the Cowboys are going to win. And I don't know, I'm just thinking of stuff now that we might be thinking about. But I'm just, for 1 hour, just focus on God and just concentrate on Him. Know that the Lord, He is God. Know that the Lord, He is God. Jehovah.
Amen.
This is the one, the only, and the true God.
Amen,
know Him as God. This word know is to know by experience. It's come before Him. Know Him by experience. Know that He is the Lord, that He is God. Know Him by experience. And how? It is He who made us and not we ourselves. God is the creator. He is the creator of all things. And we must come to know Him as the creator of our own lives. And the one true God, He is the creator. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Glory. Amen.
Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you to the nations. Before I knew you, before I formed you. Psalm 139, verse 6. Oh, come on now. 16. Yes, thank you. Who said that? Somebody. I want to start in verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, that your eyes saw my sustenance being yet formed. And in your book they were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. God is your creator. God has made you. God has made you unique and special. He has created you. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you that you made me like I am.
Amen.
Thank you that you made me who I am. I praise your name, that you could use someone like me, that you could take someone like me and use me in your plan. The Redeemer, who has made us not we ourselves, we are His people. We are His people. He is the Redeemer. It's by grace that this speaks.
That's right.
God called us by grace. God called everyone by grace. When He spoke to Abraham of the Ur, of the Chaldees, and he spoke to him, He said, get out of the country, and you're going to go to a country that I'll show you. That's the first time He spoke. It was by grace. Abraham was a pagan at the time. Abraham wasn't a God-fearer or a God-worshipper. Abraham was an absolute pagan. It was absolutely by God's grace. that he called. 1 John 15, 16. I hope this is 16 and not 6. John, not 1 John. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, I may give you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. It's by grace, and it's all grace. I thank you, God, for grace, and I praise you, God, for grace. For grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace. God chose us in grace. He called us out in grace. He determined that we should go and produce fruit in grace. It's all in grace. Shepherd, the sheep of his pasture. He's a shepherd. He's responsible for us. He's responsible for food, for clothing, for shelter, for every single thing he is responsible for. You know what I am so glad for? Every single thing that happens in my life. Listen to me. Every single thing that happens in your life, it must pass through his hands. It must pass through his hands to get you. Amen. If you are in the Father's hands, it's got to pass through the Father's hands. That means the bad stuff, it's got to pass through his hands. It's good stuff, it's got to pass through his hands. All of it together, it's got to pass through his hands. And that's why Romans 8:28 can be real. He can truly make all things work together for good. Amen. For those who are the called according to his purposes. 2 Peter 9, this verse was in our sermon. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. Amen. I just wanted to share with you that you are unique and that you are special and that you are his creation, and everything must go through his hands. He is a shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He is the shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep. He is the shepherd. Come into enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for touching us. Thank you, God, for speaking to us. Thank you, God, for guiding us. Praise you, Father, for your love for us, for your mercy. Listen, this, what Billy did earlier about having different, listen, you should do that every single Sunday. Amen. Before worship. Amen. You should voice some things that you're thankful for. You should voice some things that you're praising God for. You may say, I can't find much of anything to praise God for right now. You know what? You can praise him for your salvation. You can praise him that you belong to him. You can praise him. Thank you, Lord. We're coming to his temple now. We've arrived. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. I bless your name, Father. I bless your name for no other reason than you are worthy. And you are worthy. Amen. I bless your name. Psalm 34. Oh, gosh. I think it's Psalm 34. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's try it. No telling what we're going to get. Psalm 34, 8. Oh, yeah. This the one. It's that one. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Taste and see that he's good. Taste and see that he is good. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is everlasting. It's from everlasting to everlasting. It's from before you existed, and it'll be till after you exist. And his truth endures to all generations. His faithfulness and his reliability, it endures for all generations, for you and for me. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter us to his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Stand up with me. You know what? I don't know. I feel like we ought to just shout. Rah! You know, just because we're here and because we love God, we ought to let the people know that we love God, and let everyone know that we love God. If you need to come forward for any reason today, if you need to come forward to let the world know the decision that you've made, you come. If you need to come forward for any reason, for prayer, if you want to pray by yourself at the altar, if you want to pray with someone else at the altar, if you want me to pray with you, whatever, you come right now while we sing.